7:42 here on the Mighty 690. I'm Shane Neal filling in for James as he continues to recover from feeling a little bit under the weather. He does anticipate being back tomorrow for all of you curious about how he's doing. He's doing better today than he was yesterday, but he's hoping to be back tomorrow. But now we have a very special guest in studio coming talking about an upcoming magic show at Coffeyville Community College. And we're joined this morning by Pete Walterscheid. Pete, good morning. Thanks so much for being here. How are you?
Well, good morning, Jay. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, something that we talked a little bit about off air is that, you know, you got into magic a little bit later. You didn't start off with it right away, I should say. So what really kind of sparked this passion for you, and what's been kind of the roots, the foundation for turning it into, a long-term passion?
Well, like I say, it was my uncle who got me started in magic, you could say, because he used to do one trick, and he used to do it quite well, but he's a strange fella. He knew the exact month, day, and hour he was going to die.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, the judge told him. No, that's just a joke. no, that isn't how I got started into magic. Actually, it was I was getting out of college, and it was during my college days. And this new thing had come out on TV called HBO, and it's a brand new thing. And my mom had it, and I happened to turn on a TV show. It said It's Magic, which was hosted by a well-known kids magician by the name of Mark Wilson. And an old man came on there by the name of Di Vernon. Little did I know that the magicians would end up calling him the professor. But he did a simple little thing with cups and balls, and they said, there's no camera trickery. And I said, there's no way that this guy can do this stuff without there being some type of cram and trickery. So I took a movie of it. Actually, back in those days, you had your little 8mm movie camera and took a movie of the TV screen when it came on again, then took the film, dropped it off at the drugstore, and in those days you waited a week to get it back, and played it backwards, forwards, and sideways, and realized that I had no idea what he was doing. And then I was in a magic shop. I threw it in a box, forgot about it. And I was in a magic shop probably buying a gag gift for somebody a couple years later. And I happened to see a manuscript that said Di Vernon, Cups and Balls. And I realized, well, that's that old man that I've got on film. So I got me a little set, took it home, and looked at the manuscript and realized that I didn't know what I was doing, because the manuscript said, well, first you start out with a Downs palm, and then you move to a shuttle pass, and had all this this language that I didn't understand with sleight of hand artists. So I started going to conventions and started learning the language, and started learning from some of the greats all throughout the United States. And it's quite a feat. The friends I've developed, the camaraderie, it's been tremendous.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, you know, you've had your fair share of time on the stage. You've performed a lot of different venues. You've been able to, like you said, build some great relationships. You've been able to even win some awards at the regional and national level. So, what is it about, you know, all this time you've spent on the stage? Why is it still just as fun for you now as it was when you first got started? What is it about that stage presence that you enjoy so much?
Well, I think it's to see people enjoy themselves. There's nothing better than seeing that and being able to bring a smile to somebody's face and see how they enjoy themselves. I've been involved not only with a lot of fairs and festivals all throughout Kansas and Oklahoma, and doing mostly what I ended up doing was a more close-up stuff, which would be like cocktail parties and so forth for different functions, but it's a fantastic feeling, and I think anybody on stage will say that. I've been involved for about 5 years with the Spotlight Theater down in Tulsa, playing the role of the drunkard, and many of you know that. And I got to study under some great people. We had some great instructors here in town, Kenneth Birchnall, James Colley, to mention a couple that for years were great artists and great teachers. And then I got to study under Joe Sears down there in Tulsa, who was a Tony nominated director and producer. So it's been great. And as a matter of fact, currently I'm in the college production that they just got started. They're going to be doing Noises Off at the end of April, and I'm looking forward to that. So I enjoy my time on stage, and magic has been a hook for me to do that.
I've always been curious about this, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, where you mentioned, you know, making people feel good, making people happy is kind of the adrenaline that keeps you going, and that's great, but I'm curious your thoughts. Is there a different feeling of maybe making a child laugh or have a child enjoy themselves versus maybe, you know, making an adult or making somebody that maybe went in with not sure of what they were going to see at one of your shows kind of amazed and kind of in an unbelieving state? Is there a different kind of feeling for you between the different ages?
I believe there is. You know, children are wonderful in that they have to a child everything is amazing. I mean, you know, turn on a water faucet, water comes out. I mean, because unless the child knows the workings of plumbing, then it's got to be amazing to them. And there's a childlike wonder that as an adult we lose, and it's very important because I believe it's that wonder that causes great things to happen. I mean, it's the imagination of people, and as we get older, we kind of lose that. You have to realize that how important imagination is because if you think of those early communicators on Star Trek that was back in the 70s, is pretty much one of the reasons why we have cell phones today. We wouldn't have a submarine if it wasn't for Jules Verne and his imagination of being able to travel under the water in a vessel. So that imagination is very important, and it always gives me a thrill to see to reduce an adult back to that childlike state of imagination. It's a great feeling.
Absolutely. And now let's let's talk about this event that's coming up at Coffeyville Community College here in just under a month. And this is an event you have done before, and it's an event that always seems to draw a really big turnout. But what's been some of your favorite memories with this event in particular, and what are you most excited about doing it again?
Well, I am really excited about it. I first started this several years ago. It's probably been off and on over the last 7 or 8 years. I performed with a fellow. I struck up a friendship with a fellow who was a MC and performer out at the Magic Castle in Hollywood. And he came down and did a show with me, and we did that for 2 or 3 years. And then, unfortunately, his name was Terry Elton. And he retired, so I decided, well, I'll keep this up. And I got another professional from Kansas City that I knew well that came down and performed with me a couple years ago. And last year I didn't do it, but again this year I brought Keith Leff, who performed with me a couple years ago. I'm bringing him back down. And then I've also got a mentalist by the name of Jerry Jackson, who is quite a up-and-coming mentalist. He's won all sorts of awards up in Kansas City, and he puts on a wonderful act. And the three of us together are going to put on this 90-minute show sponsored by the college on April 1st. And I must say, it's funny. Keith bills himself as a comedy magician and has traveled all over the United States, but he says, I'm a comedy magician, so whenever I say something that isn't funny, it's magic. That's his kind of byline. But Jerry Jackson is a wonderful performer as well, and the three of us will just kind of share the stage. I'm just an all-around fool, I think, as most people know, and just come up with some different unusual type stuff. It's going to be a 90-minute show. Family fun, and it's going to be right there at the Spencer Rounds Theater starting at 7:30.
Well, and you mentioned, of course, with the three acts, you have a comedy magician, you have a mentalist. For those that maybe don't know the terminology of you know, this kind of show and are wondering maybe what does that mean? What would people see on April 1st without spoiling the show, obviously.
Sure.
But what would be the different components of this show if somebody's coming out for maybe the first time?
Well, what they would see, for one thing, be see magic that is humorous. It'd be audience participation, a lot of it, getting volunteers up on stage, just the type of magic you might see on, Penn and Teller's Fool Us, or like this. I know the CW Network has that Masters of Illusion show that they do, and just some good all-around family-type magic that, it'd be fun for the all ages. In other words, it's not going to be your typical birthday kid show party, that's for sure. Jerry Jackson just seems to get into people's heads and come up with some wonderful things, and nothing to embarrass people about, or nothing that we're not going to get anybody up there to embarrass them or anything like that. It's just going to be just a fun show that you can come and enjoy and forget your troubles and just have good old fun. Like I say, it's April Fool's Day, so leave the fooling to the professionals, and that's what we're going to do.
I love that. And like you mentioned, mentalists, when I was in college, we had a mentalist come perform at an event that we did. And just like you said, just really incredible when, like you said, there's no humiliation tied to it. But to be able to pull somebody onto stage and, get them to get them to do things that, it's just... it's incredible to watch. And I think that, you combine that with the humorous side of the magic show. It's really going to be it sounds like a special event that, like you said, not just all ages can enjoy, but, different types of fans of magic, where it's maybe people that are like to laugh a little bit more can enjoy a certain part of the show. Maybe the people that are looking for something that they've never seen before find a part of the show that they enjoy, something that's, like you said, up and coming. And so it just seems like it's a really balanced all around 90 minutes that not just all ages can enjoy, but all different types of people.
Oh, sure. We'll be playing off each other, and there's some several different stage type illusions we do. I know we'll be doing things with ropes and rings, and then I will say I'm going to finish the show. I was going to finish it with I have a bottle multiplying bottle production that I do on a table that is that I developed for my act some years back, and I'm going to be dressed as the drunkard as I play in the Spotlight Theater and in the show doing the multiplying bottle routine as the drunkard. So and I know that I know you'll be thrilled by these guys, because I've seen them perform, and even though I don't know for sure what they're going to be doing, which we have to hash all that out, you're going to be thrilled by them. You're going to laugh, and if you're just there for the magic, that's fine too, because there'll be plenty of magic there and mystery and mayhem for everybody.
Well, Pete Waltershag, good enough to join us this morning here on KGGF. And Pete, this has been great, but final thing, if there's people listening to this that maybe want to know a little bit more about the show coming up on April 1st, or maybe want to know where to find tickets or how to get more information, what can they do to take that next step of making sure that they're there on April 1st?
Well, the show is actually free. I've always worked with the college to do that and provided free admission. It's a way of kind of giving back to the community, and I appreciate the college for doing that, for sponsoring us, for being there. But it's going to be at the Spencer Rounds Theater April 1st, starting at 7:30 p.m. free admission. So we usually ask people to get there kind of early, because it does kind to fill out. So so you can contact the college for more information, or you can contact me. I'll give you a phone number where you can contact me. It's 620-870-2245. I'm on the Facebook page, Magic by Pete, and I have it's just a public page, so you can just look it up, and I'll have all that information on there. And Oh, there'll be a way to find out.
Well, fantastic stuff. Pete Waltershag, good enough to join us this morning for the Magic Show coming up on April 1st at Coffeyville Community College. Pete, this has been great. I appreciate you coming in and sharing some more information about what you do and the event coming up, and we look forward to it.
Okay, thank you, Shay.
Absolutely. We'll have a look at Fox News local news coming up around the corner. We'll also have our conversation with our friends with Fantasy Rodeo coming up in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's KGGF.